swarm. They're a swarm that you could just, like, pick it up, open it up, and, like, you know, flip to a page and go, that's so interesting. And then, you know, close it, and it's like... those are great swarm, and then there's other swarm which are not like that, which are also great swarm, which are that the Sefer is like it's a whole world, it's a whole language. The same way you can't just pick up a Sefer that's in Greek in the book that's in Greek and just like open and say, oh, that's interesting, and close it. You have to learn the entire language, right? So the Tanya is a language, as opposed to a Sefer, like, for example, or Moshe Feinstein or Drash Moshe. It's a beautiful Sefer. I love that Sefer. Any person, regardless of where he grew up, his background, can open it up, read a piece, know what he's talking about, and close it. Because that's his language is a language for everyone. Tanya is the type of thing that if you open up a Tanya in a random place and you're not familiar with his language, you're like, what in the world is he talking about? And so it's really like getting into a new world when you're getting into Tanya. So we're going to try to get into this world and try to like understand what's going on. And he has his own definitions, since there's numerous svarim like that. I'll give you another example, just so you should know. Another example is Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok has his own language. It's Reb Tzadok language. And if you don't know his language, so then you don't know what he's talking about. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov is similar. It's like it's his Sefer, the Kutei Maran, you have to spend time learning it. You know, I was talking once to Mata Frank, and he said to me, like, why don't people just pick up a Rabbi Nachman svarim? I pick up random svarim. I told him, because you can't do that to Rabbi Nachman Svarim. I don't know why he doesn't understand, but Rabbi Nachman Svarim is not the type of thing you just pick it up and you open it, it's like, oh, that's cute, and close it. There's other Svarim like that, you know, many, and not saying that either Sefer is good or bad, it just means that that's the nature of this type of Sefer. So we're right now in the middle of Sefer HaTanya. And the Sefer HaTanya, that's not really the name of the Sefer, that's what we call it. It's really called the Kutei Amarim, and it's the Sefer HaBeinanim. It's called the Sefer HaBeinanim. We're going to discuss right now a little bit why it's the Sefer HaBeinanim. And right now we're up to, we're in the 14th Perek. Perek Arbaasar, V'lochein Amar Iyof. Okay, this Sefer was written to be basically the Bible for Hasidus. This is the Sefer to describe Hasidus. And there was a Sefer that was written, I would say, practically to combat this Sefer. We spoke about this in the beginning, which is the Sefer of Chaim Volozhin, known as Nefesh HaChaim, because once they came out with their book, which is describing how Hasidus works, so we needed a book to describe what's the Litvish ideology and philosophy and Ashkafa, and that's what Nefesh HaChaim came out with. And the truth be told is that they're very, very similar. There's a lot of similarities. They're both loaded with Kabbalah, with Kabbalistic sources, both of them. So now, what we're trying to figure out is, what is a tzaddik, what is a beinani, and what's a rasha? Now, in our terms, we call lots of people, like I will say, totally such a tzaddik. Now, there is merit to that in the Lashon of Chazal, about Tully in particular. That remains to be seen. But in general, to call like your Joe friend tzaddik, there's merit to that. But then there's another term, another phrase of what tzaddik means. And it means a whole different thing. And a raya that tzaddik can mean something different is because Rava said about himself that he's a beinani. Now, Rava couldn't think about himself that he's a beinani if beinani means someone that does half mitzvahs and half averus. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous to think that Rava did half mitzvahs, half averus. The Gemara says about Rava that the Yetzirah tried to kill him and he couldn't because he was learning all day. No, Yetzirah had nothing on Rava. You know, you're talking about people of tremendously. So there's clearly a different definition of what beinani means that Rava can think that he's in that world. So we're going to see right now that what that means. V'lachein Amar Iyov. That's where we are. Okay. Does everyone see this? Does everyone have that page?
Perek Yudalet?
It's towards the end of Perek Yudalet. Definitely not the middle of Perek Yudalet. No, maybe right in the middle. Page 12. Oh, it's the beginning of a paragraph. V'lachein Amar Iyov. Right? No, right before.
Yeah. Four lines.
Right. V'lachein Amar Iyov. Barosa tzadikim, ukediisa b'tikunim. Tikunim is tikuni zohar. Now this is going back to all the way in the beginning when he introduced us to this whole concept. He asked the question: does Hashem create tzadikim, or is it in your free will to be a tzadik? What would you say? knee-jerk reaction. Does Hashem create tzaddikim, or is it up to you?
Pretty well.
Up to you. I would have said it's up to you. The person can decide he's a tzaddik or not, right? But it seems to be a stira. Maybe they're really both true. Because Eob said, barasa tzaddikim. What does that mean? Hashem, you created tzaddikim. On the other hand, the Gemara says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says about everything, he's going to be brown hair, he's going to have blue eyes, he's going to have big bones, he's going to be short, but doesn't say if he's a tzaddik or a rasha. So what do we see? It's up to you. On the other hand, it says Hashem created tzaddikim. Which one? Hashem created tzaddikim or Hashem didn't decide? So he says, there's two different types of tzaddikim. There's one tzaddikim, we're talking about us. If I say Mary's a tzaddik, if I say Leib's a tzaddik, all these tzaddikim. And then there's a different type of tzaddik, which is like from a different world. A totally different world. That tzaddik, even if you try your hardest, you might never be able to get there. Sorry, guys. And the greatest we could ever aspire to be is a Beinoni. Now, we have to understand what Beinoni means. And the best way we can describe this is with an arm wrestle. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. So then how do we say that everyone can become like Moshe Rabbeinu?
That's a very good question.
Was Moshe Rabbeinu tzaddik?
That's a very good question. Here goes.
I hope so. Rabbeinu?
This is the way we do it, okay? I am the forces of good. You are the forces of evil.
I love my odds right now.
Now, there is an internal struggle going on between good and bad, right? Now, that struggle, as that goes on.
My coat.
If evil wins, that person is a Russia. Russia. If evil wins. Evil. At least for that moment.
Okay.
If good wins, that person's a Beinoni. Okay. What makes a person a tzaddik? Says the Baal Tanya, the following two things. You ready? Let's do that again. You ready, Meir? Ready? One, two, three, go. I'm a Beinoni. You want to see what a tzaddik is? One, two, three, go. That's a tzaddik. Did that hurt? Or a tzaddik. That's one tzaddik. The other tzaddik is, you ready? One, two, three, go. Where'd you go? Oh, you're not even there. That's another tzaddik. There's tzaddik v'toivloi, tzaddik v'raloi, and then there's Beinoni. That's a Beinoni. You got it? That's what the Tanya says. A Beinoni wins. A tzaddik wins like there's a mosquito. Or it's not even a mosquito, it's nothing. Boom. That's a tzaddik v'toivloi. A tzaddik v'toivloi doesn't even have a yitzhar. It's like dead. So that's rare. You can't even get there. Maybe. Maybe some of the people in this room are like very, very special in the neshamas, but most of us cannot even get there, even if we tried. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain neshamas as tzaddikim, and that's it.
The idea to conquer your yitzhak, that's only for a Beinoni?
It's only for a Beinoni. But I want you to explain. The Amoroyim were Beinonim.
Right.
The Tanoim were Beinonim.
Who were
tzaddikim? Few tzaddikim in history of the world. Few tzaddikim in the history of the world. Now, who asked the question? Toivi? That's an excellent question. I don't know the answer yet. You might have to call Finchas Friedman to get the answer to that question. Okay?
What's
but, how could you say every person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? That sounds like we could all be. Okay. Over here he's saying, we're going to see it. I'm going to see it inside. I'm going to show you the text. What? Hold on. I'll show you the text. We'll get to the question. Let's see the text. Lechein Omer Iyoif, Baroso Tzaddikim, Ukutisa Bitikunim, Sheyesh Benishmos Yisrael. There's many levels, there's many different categories. Chasidim, Giborim, Hamas Gabrim al Yitzram, Mori Torah Nevi'im, Tzadikim, Ayin Shom. Ubezeh Yuvan, here it is. Ubezeh Yuvan, now you can understand Kefa Lashon HaShavua. When a neshama is born, there's a double Lashon. Tihi Tzadik, be a Tzadik, Ve'al Tihi Rasha, and don't be a Rasha. Now, you told me to be a tzaddik. What do you have to tell me? Don't be a Russia. Just be a tzaddik. I got it, right? So why do you have to say it twice? U'lechoyre tamua. V'chimei achar shemashbi'in oisei tehi tzaddik. What do you need double lashon? Be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. Ela mishum. Here we're going to see it inside, black on white. She'ein kol adam zoichan liyos tzaddik. You see that? He's redefining tzaddik. Ein kol adam zoichan liyos tzaddik. Not everyone can be a tzaddik. Ve'ein lo adam mishpat habechira bezeh. You do not even have will, the choice to do that. Hashem created some people tzaddik, some people not. Like he's disgusted by evil. It's not even a choice. If you're disgusted by evil, so it's not even, I don't have bechira. It's not even, right? If I'm disgusted by something, so that's a tzaddik. That's how high my drake is. Therefore, I'm making another shvuah. Because listen, you can say to be a tzaddik, but I can't. What do you mean, be a tzaddik? I'm not. I wasn't born that way. Okay, at least don't be a rasha. That's the double rasha.
Is there a difference between like a self-made tzaddik, like someone who
So he's going to talk about that a little bit. But at the moment, we're assuming you can't be a tzaddik. There are certain people, you just got to deal with it. You have to deal with the reality. Now, let me explain to you. A Beinoni can be perfect. Because so far, how many times have we done our arm wrestle?
3.
And I've won every time, and I will continue winning every single time. With a struggle, but I will win. You got it? I will always beat you.
Accept that.
And I will keep on winning. And that is a Beinoni. That is a Beinoni. And I will keep on doing that, and I will keep on fighting. And that's where my neshama is meant to be. And some people's neshamas are meant to be somewhere, but my neshama is meant to be here, and I've got to deal with that. And I'm going to fight, and I'm going to be perfect. Maybe that's going to be the answer to your question, Taibi. I'm going to win every time.
It was an obvious question.
It was an obvious question?
I said, who said Moshe was a tzaddik?
Okay, we'll have to see.
You said it says everyone can be a tzaddik like Moshe, right?
No, I asked it. And he added in, and I was like, Rabbeinu. I was like, I'm not going to let that happen.
Everyone asked. We're all in this together. We brought the Shefa of Chochma down.
This is what decides whether or not your Neshama should be able to attain tzaddik level is based off of, like, my salvas, or?
No, Hashem chooses in every generation to give certain tzaddikim.
And it's not
very few.
Anything?
It's a gift to the generation. Hashem, we needed a Tzimai Silverberg. Hashem was like, here you go. Here, take one. Here, you got it. Here you go. Use them.
Bitzad themselves, is there any point of their existence?
Yeah.
Maybe
Bitzad themselves, no point in their existence. They're not even struggling. It could be.
Their existence is to be in the generation.
They're here for us. They don't even. It's like, well, I don't. You see, you have the question of other mission kodem achet and things like that, but they're like, mamish, like other mission kodem achet. There's like nothing there. You know, Rabbi Tzimaya was a little kid, supposedly his mother wrote a letter to the Ger Rebbe, like, what do you do with a child that doesn't want to eat and doesn't want to sleep and just wants to learn all day? That was like when he was a little kid. Yeah. You know, certain neshamas, Hashem just puts a neshama into the door for it, the door, and Tzimaya gives a tremendous amount of chizik, or whatever it might be, or Chaim Kievsky, whoever it might be. I don't know who it is, I don't know, you know, I can't tell you. You know, I know a story that's a friend of mine was there when someone came to Rabbi Yashav and said to Rabbi Yashav, he said, Rebbe, I don't even want your Yetzer Tov. I just want your Yetzer Hara. I just wish I had your Yetzer Hara, you know? And Rabbi Yosef said to him, if you had my Yetzer Hara, you'd be burnt up in a second. So he's saying, I'm not a Tzaddik Gomer. I'm a Beinoni. I'm fighting constantly, fighting with my Yetzer Hara. And if you wouldn't have my Yetzer Tov and all you had my Yetzer Hara, you'd be dead. Because that's what happens every time, you see, because I've been working out over Vanas Manam. So as I'm working out, Meir's also working out, and we're constantly in this struggle. And if I slip up for a second, he's gonna own me. But I'm not gonna let that happen. I'm gonna keep beating him. But as I get stronger, he gets stronger. It's a constant struggle. That's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. My Yitzhar Tov is big, but my Yitzhar Hara is huge.
Is the Russia equivalent to Bandy in extreme way?
Russia is someone, any person that succumbs to his Yetzer Hara is a Russia.
Is there any further thing in Russia?
A Russia government? Or you mean like someone who's like a tzaddik? Very rare. But we had probably, Paro was that way. Paro was that way. And it could be.
A person could reach that mandrake?
Paro was that way. And that's the first one to speak about. Paro and Moshe were both like basically without any, didn't have any Bechira, both of them. Moshe didn't have any Bechira. The Meshach Chochma says. Paro didn't have any bechira. These were like the epitomes of good and evil that were fighting, you know.
But now he said that Benami is like fighting, fighting one side, but he's beating the Yitzhak. What is if the Yitzhak is like for a short time beating him, then he beats the game, the Yitzhak, like he struggles.
Right, so we spoke about someone being a Russia for a moment, or whatever it might be. Any person, anytime a person loses, Machshava Dibur or Maisa. So in that moment, he's considered to be a Rasha, but, you know, we're getting back on our horse.
Even if he's winning afterwards, I mean, it's like...
Machshava Dibor Maisa. Any manifestation. If he's losing, Machshava Dibor Maisa. Just because something's hard for him doesn't mean he's losing. That's when you lose Machshava Dibor Maisa.
Sounds like a lot of alcohol.
What did you say?
Sounds like that ties to a lot of alcohol. Machshava Dibor Maisa, three things that you lose when you drink.
I got it. Yeah, we have to, everything has to be taken, obviously, you know, we're talking about very, very lofty. My drag is over here, but, okay. So, can every person be a tzaddik? Not this type of tzaddik. When I call Meir tzaddik, I call Leva tzaddik, that just means that they're good people, they're doing very well, and they're impressed with them. But when we're giving them this label, this new label of tzaddik, that's like a whole different league, whole different level. There's very few in the history of the world, right? And those are people that either their Yitzhar is like a mosquito or the Yitzhar doesn't exist. Therefore, we don't make it, we make a Shavua Ti tzaddik, but we make another Shavua. V'chem mashmino is a shenis, al ti rasha, al koponim. Everyone has control and everyone has the choice. To control himself. I might have burning taivas inside of me. I can control that. A tzaddik doesn't even have that. Right? I can control myself because I can fight that. To overcome, to overpower, to win out over his yetzer, not to be a Rasha even for one moment, one day of his life. We're all capable of that. Moving forward. Whether it has to do with not doing averis, whether it has to do with doing mitzvahs. Says the Baal HaTanya, you want to know how you do it? How does a person overcome his Yetzirah? It's very simple. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah, Tavlon. Torah. You have to learn Torah. A person has to connect with Torah in a way that he can overcome his Yetzirah. Overpower his Yetzirah.
Where are we mashpien Tiei Tzadik if it's on him?
Excellent question. This question bothered me very much, and he's going to answer it later on. I didn't see anyone ask the question, but Tavi's asking the question is bothering me very much. So why are we everyone make a shvua to tzaddik if you can't? You make a shvua, be a tzaddik. I can't. Okay, so don't be a rasha. So why'd you make the first shvua for? Why are you making two shvuas for? Right. So one pshat he says on the bottom, and Pinchas Yirin says, try to be a tzaddik. Do your best to be a tzaddik. But it's a little lame over there, right?
What type of tzaddik?
You just said you can't try to
do it. Yeah. That big tzaddik.
You just said it's not in your control.
Right. So do your best. Because even a tzaddik has to work. So at least work to be a tzaddik. And if you can, you can. You know. That's what, but it's still a little strange. Make him a shvua. Be a tzaddik. I'll try. That's not a shvua, right? Shvua, be a tzaddik. So what's going on? So he says something afterwards, something fascinating, which is going to give us all a little bit of hope. You ready? Ach af al piken. However, even though we said what we said, tzarech lichboya lo yitim, a person has to set aside time. Gam kein loshis etzois benafshoi, liyois moyes baro. He has to give advice, eitzus in his nefesh, liyos mayis bara, to be disgusted by evil, even though it's not in everyone's hands to be a tzaddik 24/7, but every one of us can work on ourselves to try to understand that evil is disgusting. Every one of us can try to like spend time, ponder, think. Kegoin be'atzas chachameinu zal isha chemas malei atzoya kai gavna. A person can think about Taivas Nashim and realize how disgusting it is. He says on the bottom the following thing. Oh, here. The pleasures of this world, the Chacham should see. See these? Now I want you to look for a second at this and think about what they're going to look like after they come out of your body. You understand what I'm saying? The stuff in the toilet bowl? Okay. Now when you see, from now on, the rest of your life, when you see potato chips, think of that. It's not very. Last time I ate a potato chip, it was. Okay, do that, and you're like, that's what potato chips are. That's what potato chips are. It's feces. What's up?
Somebody.
The person does that, he's like, oh, okay. I have no interest in eating that. But now you have to eat. There's a book, the book about Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman used to carry a lot on his shoulders, a lot of people's sorrows and things, and he used to say sometimes it's so hard to eat. You know, when you don't feel like eating, you're like depressed a little bit, you're like, I don't want to eat. He said, but I have to eat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have koyach. That's a person who's eating like the Shem Shemayim. He got rid of his taivas. So a person has to work on, like, you know, not being indulgent, even though maybe we're not going to reach the Madrega of a Tzaddik. When Madrega, the Tzaddik's, he has no struggles with his Yetzirah. Everything is all Maspara. But we have to work on it. We have to understand that we shouldn't be indulgent. That's Kedoshim to you, Prishim to you, right? The person should have a certain degree of. And let's see what he says. Ve'ahebuch, and the opposite, lihis'aneg v'lismoyach b'Hashem, and to enjoy and be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alidei hisboinenus. Begadlus ein soif baruch hu kefi yecholtoi. Think about how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes I think about it and it like rocks my world. Like, how am I zoicheh to be a from Jew? It's like the craziest thing in the world. Do you know what percentage of people in the world are from Jews? I won the lottery. I never win the lottery. I'm the guy that never wins anything. You know what I mean? I never win anything. Like, but I won the lottery. It's the craziest thing. You got all these guys running around, it's with no life, with no direction. Somehow, like, I was born with so much, like, and it's so much kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and feeling like I'm zoichet to daven and to be. It's crazy. It's like nuts. But I think about it, it creates so much. You think about it, it creates a tremendous amount of ava and simcha. Afshi yodeh benafshi shalei agila madrega zu be'emes amitoi. Makes you want to like be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like I would love to be able to like just learn and daven and just like not want anything else and just okay. It's demyonis. But that's what I really would love to do. I imagine it sometimes. Afal pikein hu yaseh shaloi. I do mine. Lekayim es hashvua. Here it is, Tovi. Lekayim es hashvua shemashbiyin oisay tehi tzadik. I think that he's bavoring Tovi's kasha. What are you making the Shavua for? V'Hashem yaseh hatoiv be'enav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what Hashem wants to do. So I'm hustling to try to get to that madrega of being a tzaddik. I'm thinking about the fact that I want to be Ma'isperu. I'm like almost fantasizing about being like Reb Tzvi Meyer, like the biggest tzaddik, and like not, you know, and just davening all day and learning and every Shemun Nesre and every Yeshme Rab. I'm fantasizing about it. Hashem's going to do what he's going to do. Now he's going to explain that a little bit more. And we'll try to finish the parak here. V'oid. And this is the oid. This is the kicker. Shehahergol al kol dover shilton v'nasa teva sheni. You do this long enough. You practice this long enough. And it becomes a habit. It becomes second nature. Teva sheni. Second nature. And someone said about here, what about making yourself a tzaddik? Do you, that was you?
Yeah.
We could talk about this, and we could talk about it, and you know something? After a little while, it might actually happen a little bit. It might actually happen a little bit. Limos ktsas be'emes. And you might actually become a little bit of a tzaddik. Not total, but a little bit for a moment, kind of. And when you get all excited about davening and about learning about being close to Hashem, alidei hisboininus begadlus Hashem, harei bisarusa dilatata, isarusa dilaela. When I'm working down here, Hashem says, okay, I'm going to start sending you stuff from up there. V'kule hai v'ulai, and maybe, just maybe, Yora alav ruach me'moroim, Hashem will send him a spirit from up high, v'yizke lebechinas ruach mishoyresh eze tzadik, shetis aber boy lava Hashem besimcha amitas. Now let's figure out what those words mean. Again. Kule hai v'ulai, Yora alav ruach me'moroim, there will be a ha'ara of light, of a spirit from Aram. V'yizke lebechinas ruach meshoyresh eze tzadik shetis aber boy laver Hashem besimcha amitis. Doesn't know what that means? Chaim, what do you say? Saying very deep things here.
It's only a sheresh, it's not the...
Kedichsiv simchu tzadikim b'Hashem. There it is, Toivah. You got it? Even all of us somehow can be Mekayim, the Shavuah of Teitzadik. Because what happens is, if you try and you work on this and you create your second nature, there's a Ruach of a Tzadik in Moroim that can come down and will be Neslabish in you. And for that little bit, in that little way, you're going to have a Tzadik inside of you. We hear these types of things about the Ruach, like a nitzutz of Rabbeinu Tam, a nitzutz of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a nitzutz of the Baal Shem Tov, a nitzutz of, and when a person works on himself, so then a tzaddik ilu gives him that. He gets a ha'ara me'moroim, bechinas ruach mishoyresh, from the source of eza tzaddik, a tzaddik. That will give him that ability to serve Hashem b'simcha. So you got a tzaddik inside you. That's intense. That's really intense. So that we can all do. And that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. But a person works on himself and he's trying and he's pulling away from his taivas and he's working on trying to be davar kodesh baruch hu, and he's trying, he has the sheifas and the goals, and even though it's beyond his reach. To be honest, reach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you something. Like, that's what you want. That's what you're reaching for. You're going to get a nitzutz of that tzaddik when it comes to you. So you'll have also the tzaddik. So that's what he said. So in summation, I think we finished the parak. Yes, there's different stories over here. Maybe tomorrow, next time, I'm going to try to read you the stories over here of different people that had different situations of tzaddikim that came to them. Neshama of Pinchas Ben Yoyer and others. A real tzaddik, he's most class. He's not interested in Olam Hazeh, he's not interested in Averis and Taivas, zero, nothing. It's totally, either it like doesn't even exist, Li Bichol Bikir B'Davar Melech said, I have like no Yetzahara, or it's like a mosquito, it's like paper, it's like nothing. Most of us are fighting our Yetzahara, and we can win. Every person can win the Yetzahara. But it's a fight. It's a struggle. Now, that's why when we make the Hashem makes a shvua to us, ti tzaddik v'al ti rasha, it's because not every person can really be a tzaddik. It's why we make him the shvua. First of all, because you got to try. And even if you can't do it, you got to try. And second of all, if you try hard enough, maybe, just maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the neshama of a tzaddik. And that's something you can attain in the course of your sheifas, your aspirations the person has. And then it could be Makayim the Shavuah of Tzaddik. Next, we're going to speak about the difference between Ahevrish beBeinoni, Bein Oved Elokim LaAsher Lo Avodah, within Beinoni, right? We're all really living in the realm of Beinoni. Now, what we spoke about in the past, I just want to repeat, is if there are Amoroyim, Tanoim, that are Beinonim, right? So it shouldn't really disturb us to be a Beinoni. Beinoni is a very, very lofty madriga. So we all have to try to aspire within the world of Beinoni. It's always like a balance, a person realizing, you know, how great he is within his realm and still have aspirations for more. We will continue, Bez Hashem, Sunday night. I'll be here, Belina, the next week. Yeah. Looking forward.